I hope everyone is having a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. We learned before a bit of the mitzvah of Simcha, how it's extremely important to rejoice and to be happy on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and even according to the Rambam, Chol HaMoed. With that said, what is the whole deal with today's Haftorah? Yecheskel went out into a valley and saw bones that were yeveshos ma'od, extremely dried up. What's the significance of these bones? So the Mesunas David, as well as Rashi, explained that Raboseinu Amru, that our sages teach us, Shehayu Meshevet Ephraim, that those bones that Yechezkel saw, they came from the tribe of Ephraim. Shiyotsu Mimitzrayim Lifnei Aketz. This is the reason, apparently, why, according to Rashi and Mesudas David, that we read about this during Pesach time. Because as we left at the proper time from Mitzrayim, the tribe of Ephraim left a bit early. And because of this, V'hargum Anshe Geis, the people from Gath, which were the Philistines, they come upon the people of Ephraim, and they killed them. They were wiped out by these Philistines who lived in Gath. How many people from the Shevet Ephraim were there? Some explain it was as many as 200,000 members of the tribe of Ephraim. And this is the reason why we're reading this Haftorah. It's unbelievable. Why would we want to read about such a depressing thing of Atzamos Yeveshos on a day which is supposed to be filled with joy and merriment, a day of Simcha? To better understand this Haftorah, it's first necessary to study the life of Yechezkel. Yechezkel lived in the mid to late 500s BCE before Common Era. Yeshaya, who was another prophet, lived before him. Yeshaya lived approximately 200 years before Yechezkel, or in the mid to early 700s BCE. One could ask, as we've done before, by rating the rabbis, which is the greater of the two Nevi'im, prophets, Yeshaya or Yechezkel? Well, we don't need Newsweek to do this, because the Gemara itself gives us this answer. The Talmud in Chagiga 13b Gimel Mabez says as follows, Omar Rava, Kol Shara Yechezkel Ra Yeshaya. Everything that Yechezkel saw, Yeshaya saw as well. There was no difference between them. They were really on the same level regarding what they saw and their level of Nevuah prophecy. Asks the Gemara, Lama Yechezkel Doma? What can we compare Yechezkel to in his prophecy? Leben Kfar, a villager, Shiras HaMelech. Veloma Yeshaya Doma, and how could we compare Yeshaya to? Leben Krach, Shiras HaMelech. Comparable to a city boy who lives in the capital city of that country where the palace is. For him to see the king, it happened all the time. See, Yeshaya lived during the Zman, the time of the first Beit HaMikdash. He saw all the Avodah being performed. He heard the Levim sing their beautiful songs in the Beit HaMikdash. To Yeshaya, he was like a Ben Krach, Shiras HaMelech, for he saw Hashem in every single day of his life. Yechezkel, on the other hand, lived in a darker period of time in Jewish history. He lived during the Churban HaBayis, during Golus Bavel, between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. The word of Hashem did come to Yechezkel as well. Yechezkel was also a Navi, but it came to him as a Ben Kfar Shiraz HaMelech, in the midst of an exile, while in a veilus and mourning, while searching for God in his world, was a time of Hester Panim, where God's face, so to speak, was hidden. Explains the Rav, Rav Yosef Soloveitchik Zecher Tzadik Avracha, anytime we find that Hashem is hidden from us, we always use a special name of God. And that name is Hamakom, translated as the omnipresent. For we know that, of course, in our beliefs, that Hashem exists. But sometimes the message of Hamakom is that we cannot fully sense Him at that particular time of our lives. For example, what is the words of comfort, of consolement, that we give an individual who's sitting Shiva, who's lost a beloved member of their family, of their household? Hamakom yenachem eschem betoch avel yitzion v'yerushalayim. May Hamakom, may the omnipresent console you among the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. Because we're telling the person who's an avelus that right now you're having a difficult time. You're having difficulty feeling Hashem's presence in His hashkacha pratit in this world. You very well may feel, similar to Yechezkel and his generation, that Hashem has abandoned you. And therefore, Hamakom yenachem eschem. Hamakom, Hashem should console you. You should get the strength to endure, to once again acknowledge God's role in your life. Even in this place, even Hamakom, for Hashem is in all places, even when we don't sense His divine presence. We often recite, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Hanesunim b'tzara v'shivya, Ha'omdim ben bayam uven bayabasha. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they're on land or dry land or on sea. And what do we recite immediately after that? Hamakom yirachim aleihem. V'yotzi'em etzar l'rvacha mi'afelu ora m'shibud l'gula. May Hamakom have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption. Once again, at the time of Tsar, when a person is in pain, in anguish, they do not sense God's place in His world. There's Hester Panim. And therefore we ask Hashem, who is hidden from us, to have compassion for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. And let us again see Hamakom, how Hashem really is in all places. Another example is in our Haggadah. Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Blessed is Hamakom, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, opposite four children. And when it's talking about the four children, it doesn't mean four children out in the middle of nowhere. It means your children. And you may be blessed with a Chacham. But on the other hand, you may very well also have the Rasha, a Tam, a She'enu Yodei Lishol. Perhaps the greatest pain of any person, of a parent, is to see the suffering of one's child, or for one's child to be, quote, at risk, a Russia, What did I do? Where did I go wrong? When you see your child's life just disintegrating and being destroyed by their acts of riches. There also, Baruch HaMakom, Hashem's hand is hidden from us. And we ask, let us see you. Let us understand your ways, even in the presence of my child, who may not be a Chacham. It's necessary to understand that despite all this, we must serve God in the good times as well as in the bad. When His glory is for all of us to see in all of His splendor, similar to the days of Yeshaya, but also at a time of Hamakom, of Hester Panim, like in the days of Yechezkel. If we look at the Kedusha, we see that this in fact is the message, the dual role of every single Jew. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevaot, Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, so holy is Hashem, Master of Legions. The whole world is filled with His glory. This sentence is being said by an individual who must completely understand, because of their life experiences, that God is so much part of this world, that He is Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo. The whole world is filled with His glory. And who is the one that states Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? No one other than Yeshaya. Yeshaya, who lived in the presence of God, Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayom. But what do we say next? Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkomo. Blessed is the glory of Hashem from His makom, from His place. Although we may very well not live in a world where we see Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo, we must still acknowledge Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkomo. Even though I do not see God, there's nothing but Hester Panim, Hashem's face is hidden. Nonetheless, I still must acknowledge that blessed is the glory of Hashem. Where is this pasuk taken from? None other than Sefer Yechezkel. Because Yechezkel lived in a generation where Hashem was Hamakom, was an individual would see the world around them and not easily be able to recognize God's glory. And therefore Yechezkel says, give me the strength and the ability to be able to see Hashem Mimkomo in all places and all surroundings, regardless of my situation. Therefore, Kedusha teaches us of the dual role of a Jew. We must serve Hashem when things are going well, even though we're comparable to a Ben Karach Shiroas HaMelech, that we are in the palace every day. We must not take Hashem's gifts for granted. We must still acknowledge Him and show how fortunate we are to have these gifts. But even during the difficult times of our lives, we must also search to see Hashem's glory. Despite the Hester Panim, as hard as it may be, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkomo. Yechezkel was successful in this task. Yechezkel saw Huatzamos Hayaveshos, those dried up bones. And those dried up bones showed absolutely no sign of any life. They appeared as though were forgotten and forsaken from God's Spirit forever. But they weren't forsaken. Yechezkel gave a nevuah, and he prophesied, V'nosati ruchi b'chem v'chiyisem, that Hashem will put His Spirit into them, and they will be restored to the days of yore. We are a religion of hope. We are a religion of faith. even in our darkest of gullus, of darkest of exiles, a time similar to the days of Yechezkel, where there is much Hester Panim in our lives, we still need to anticipate with hope that like those Atzamos Yaveshos, we will also once again live in the days similar to a Yeshaya, where Hashem is Melo Kol Haaretz Kavodo. We anticipate this day coming with the building of the third Beit HaMikdash, Bimheira B'Yameinu, speedily in our days. Good Yom Tov.